WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinard. College Station firefighters took care of a small apartment fire last night on the city's north side. No injuries were reported and the cause remains undetermined from fire off Spring Loop. College Station police responded yesterday to four vehicle burglaries, two of which were at Post Oak Mall, and three home and building burglaries. No arrests are listed in the department's significant activity report. For the second time in as many months, the College Station City Council has heard recommendations about what to include in a possible bond issue this November without giving any direction. The only council member to offer any comments at their most recent meeting was Blanche Brick.
The transportation issues alone that you've gone through tonight are 60 plus million.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what they're estimating the bond issue to be. So obviously we've got some problems here.
The council also heard about $2.5 million for park repairs and improvements in addition to $60 million for streets. Those lists are on our website at WTAW.com. Next week, the council is scheduled to hear what staff wants for new and existing city facilities. 2 months ago, the Texas A&M system announced a $1 million contribution to improving traffic signal operations in College Station. An update was given on Friday about the technology that City Manager Kelly Templin says can change with the volume of vehicles.
I'm not often out on the roadways at 3 a.m., but when you come to that traffic light at 3 a.m. and there's no cross traffic, I don't want to stop. It would be nice if the cameras and what have you detected there was no cross traffic and gave you the green light.
Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the first phase involving signals affecting traffic flow in and out of Kyle Field will be completed this fall.
We will be able to control signals from their shop. We will be able to see TV camera views from their shop and from the East Kyle Command Center and from the Transportation Services shop.
The next phase impacting Welburn Road south of the stadium will be done for the start of the 2016 A&M football season. The Brazos County Clerk's Office is issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
We're going to start issuing based on our legal counsel here in Brazos County. The Department of State Health Services released the new form sometime Friday evening after business hours. So when I got in this morning, it was on the website. So we're ready to go.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says there is concern from employees in her office, but she's not going to force them to issue a license if they're not comfortable because there's enough workers in her office, in her words, to get the job done. The Arts Council has announced their 2015 award honorees. Visitor Service Coordinator Rachel Hoekstra says those will be honored at the annual Celebrate Arts event in September.
Celebrate the Arts is our big party every year where we celebrate the award winners. We give our patrons and our donors an update on what we've been up to throughout the year, what we have planned for next year.
Hoekstra says the six award recipients are recognized for their work in helping the arts thrive in the Brazos Valley. More information on Celebrate the Arts and a full list of winners is online at WTAW.com. There's no change to local regulations against fireworks inside at Bryan and College Station. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse has noticed a twist about what is being sold at fireworks stands outside the city limits.
It used to be that the only thing they sold in the fireworks stand were fireworks, but I have seen a few of those poppers and celebratory devices sold out there.
Bouse has seen no illegal fireworks sold at retailers inside the city that are offering what he calls poppers and other celebratory devices. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Men, if you're responsible for the haircuts in your family, your sons, maybe even your fathers or grandfathers, there's one barbershop that will make everyone happy. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with the tradition of giving great haircuts in an environment appropriate and comfortable for men of any age. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's, and no barbershop supports your family values like Sonny's. Become a part of the Sonny's tradition to get everything you're looking for in a barbershop. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from McDonald's.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Well, good morning. It's 7-Eleven, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. I just needed to move that piece of paper right there. Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all summer and winter long. Give them a call right now.
Clouds, a few breaks of sunshine today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm with a high today around 90 degrees. Overnight becoming partly cloudy. Lows are going to have a tendency to drop down to about 75. For tomorrow, some sunshine. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Breezy, 90 to maybe 95. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. And it's partly to mostly sunny Thursday, and it's 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the A&M men's basketball program, as well as the new commissioner weighing in on the SEC men's basketball summer teleconference. More on that. Major League Baseball and the NFL is saying that they're going to have to pay, at least in California, the cheerleaders at least minimum wage. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Why did I know that you were going to say that?
California?
Yeah. I'm just saying. How did we know that you were going to mention that as being important? Because
we're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. So what you're telling me is that basically we are talking professional franchises.
Correct.
Are not paying those people enough.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
No. Well, not the same.
Oh. Up until the last five words, it was.
It could be.
So what you're saying is they're not making minimum wage?
Correct. No, they make money doing appearances.
Oh.
And I know that they make money, like, on the calendars.
Oh.
I don't know how much or what the percentages are.
Sure. And if you bribe the cameraman, then you can get in the cutaways during the broadcast, too, right?
Oh, I don't think you have to bribe cameramen
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, probably right. Well, no, I mean, that you specifically. No, generally, I understand. I guess that's why those young ladies are on the field, because they're even yelling when their team's getting their rear ends kicked, right?
Correct.
They don't care what the score is. They just want to make sure they're out there in front of the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think some of those young ladies have probably gone on to lucrative times after being dancers on the sideline at the court or the football game, right?
I would assume so, yeah. Well, probably the most famous is Paula Abdul. She was a Laker girl.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, you know, how about hockey? There's no, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, they have them. They're just not necessarily, they're ice girls, and they actually do go down and help with the ice.
What does that mean?
But
they crush it? What, serve it to the people in the front row? They help with the ice.
During timeouts.
Oh, ma'am, can I get some more ice over here in my drink?
Timeouts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The ladies go on the ice, and they have shovels to help collect the snow because snow builds up on the ice when you play hockey.
Of course, yeah.
I couldn't understand you, ma'am. Could you take that mouth guard out, please?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, look, no, she doesn't have enough teeth. Put it back in.
They're basically ice maintenance workers, scantily
See?
Clad.
Oh, okay. But, you know, baseball, that could help a little bit.
Where would you put them in baseball?
Well, I don't know. And actually, ultimately, my first thought when I thought about that is possibly the PGA. I mean,
If you're going down that slippery slope, it means you're going to have to start talking about that little old school on Texas Avenue that doesn't have any either.
Oh, well, no. Hey, excuse me. You're talking college and professional. That's worlds apart.
Well, you're still going against the grain.
Worlds apart. Worlds apart.
Baseball and cheerleaders.
I do remember the first time I went to a college football game, a college Division I football game, where they actually had pom-pom girls. I mean, and that really did freak me out.
Because you just weren't used to seeing it?
It was K-State, and it was, you know, a million years ago, but I'm going, college football? Because I was used to, you know, we do yells. And, well, of course, there's Baylor. They've been doing that for a long time. All right, enough of that. That's sports, and we're not a sports station. 716. Guess what?
What?
We now can blame something on Barack Obama.
Legitimately?
Yes.
Because we try a lot.
Yes,
it just doesn't stick.
No. And this is a biggie. This is a biggie. The president is responsible for us being
fat.
That's right. A group of doctors want President Obama to quit eating junk food on camera.
Jeez.
I know. First, they wanted him to quit smoking, like that's happened. And now they want him to not eat junk food. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, I have no idea who those people are. Would you Google them, please, and let's just see. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, it's probably run by a Republican. They plan to file a petition asking the White House to stop staging photo ops where the president eats unhealthy food.
Shut up. Just enough. Enough, enough, enough.
They'll get on it right after they finish changing out the rainbow light bulbs on the White House.
Ugh.
Officially, the petition will... Did we find them?
Yes.
Is there a physician's committee?
There
for
is.
Okay. What's it say?
They say they have 150,000 members across the United States. Yeah. Oh, and the world.
What's their mission statement? Do we have a mission statement?
Well, that's a
to make people not eat okay food?
Thou shalt not eat crappy food ever.
Yeah, well.
Our priorities are shifting research from animal models to human relevant studies, bringing nutrition into medical education and practice, conducting clinical research.
Wait. Are you telling me my doctor doesn't know enough to tell me how to eat? And they're here to make sure that they do?
I don't know. That sounds like what they want to do. Educating and empowering people to take control of their health through Kickstart, Food for Life, and other nutrition programs.
Yeah. Guy walks into the doctor with a carrot in his ear. He says, "What's the problem?" He says, "Well, I'm gaining weight." He said, "Well, your carrots and the carrots in your, it means you're not eating right."
Besides, carrots are for your eyes.
That's right. Yeah, I know. That's very nice. Officially, the petition will ask for, quote, an executive order banning staged official photo ops that depict the president, the first family, the vice president, and members of the president's cabinet from unhealthy food.
Enough.
Including, processed meats that cause cancer and obesity.
Don't care. When somebody comes here, where do you take them?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
What is the place that, you know, if you're like, you're in Texas, you're in Aggieland, where do you go? You're going to go to the chicken? You're going to go to chicken oil, maybe Copy Bridge? You're going to go get crap because it tastes good.
Taco Bell?
And it represents what we are.
The Juicetorium.
Yeah.
We're not going to the Juicetorium.
Yeah.
We're going to get beef.
All right. The group's president said, quote, "The White House would never set up a photo op of the president with a cigarette, so why show him eating foods that cause cancer?"
Maybe instead of 50-cent beer night at the ballpark, we can have 50-cent carrot and celery.
I will come down there.
Yeah. Some of the president's most noteworthy offenses, according to them, eating hot dogs at a basketball game with Prime Minister David Cameron.
What a...
Yeah.
Cool.
Serving sausages with Mr. Cameron. Taking a motorcade with the vice president to Ray's Hellburger in Virginia.
All right.
Eating cheeseburgers with President Medvedev. Well, it cost him his job. And stopping at a D.C. burger restaurant with a reporter.
This wasn't what you advertised, Scott.
What?
You said I would have something that I could blame on the president, and now I'm liking him more. You're making him likable.
Oh, he's just one of us. Just remember that.
That whole organization is a bunch of squishy bottoms.
Yeah. It could be. I just like the White House would never set up a photo op of a president with a cigarette. You mean lit or what?
I want to see the president vape.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I want to see. Well, after he's eaten a big fat burger.
And I thought the buzzkill of all times was the Center for Disease Control, but apparently not. Apparently it is the committee for, where are they based? Do you still have that up?
Yes.
Okay.
They have a suite in D.C.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yep. I guarantee you, just down from
16. With the 202 phone number, just to be certain.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's, and you can, wouldn't it be nice to go into their snack room? And what do they do for holiday parties? Hey, when it's Christmas time, what do? And when somebody has a birthday, what do? They bring in like a turducken? I mean.
No.
So you click on the button for membership. I want to become a member, and it's just donations. That's how you become a member.
Give very us money, good. Yeah. Shut
you're
up
a member.
And pay us.
So theoretically, we
furniture
could
for
be
generations
a member?
For yeah. Their huge tables and chairs floor model sale. Find up to 30% off. Kent needs to make room for new items arriving soon, so he's clearing his inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale ends soon. It's the huge tables and chairs floor model sale with savings up to 30% off going on now at Amish Furniture for Generations. And don't forget Dad this month. You can always find something special for him at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 7th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, American Lube Centers, Merry Maids, and Kreitz Market. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Good morning. It's 7:23, News Talk 1620. WTAW. What a surprise. White men continue to make up the majority of Facebook's workforce. Report on diversity within Facebook's workforce was released last week that showed that 55% of the employees in U.S. America are white, with Asians making up the next largest chunk at 36%. African Americans, a mere 2%, and Hispanics make up 4%.
Speaking of demographics,
yes.
Do you know what the largest Spanish-speaking country is?
The United States?
Actually, it'd be Mexico, but the United States just became number 2.
Did we?
Yep.
Well, just give us time. You know,
we're working on it. Yeah, we're number 1.
That's right. It's precipitating upward, if that's possible. Yeah. 84% of Facebook's tech workers are male. Wait a minute. Aren't they based in Silicon Valley? Isn't that in California? Yeah. They can't be doing that. Now, their COO is Sheryl Sandberg and said that she knows the company has a long way to go. But, okay, I mean, their head of diversity named Maxine Williams added, having a diverse workforce is not only the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. Well, then, how come white men continue to be the majority of Facebook's work? Force, just say
it's because they're coders, and I mean, I do some web development. I'm certainly not the Silicon Valley level, but I mean,
and you're a white guy.
I am. Yeah. I'll paint with a broad brush. It's not, and everything I say is not that it can't be a different way. It's that it's just not that way currently. Guys code, period. That's what, and it's typically white or Asian people, and they code. And they're socially awkward. And they probably wouldn't get along very well with girls in their work.
So are you throwing over the blanket disclaimer that white guys and Asian guys that code are nerds? Is that what
geeks.
You're saying?
Yeah, geeks and nerds.
100%. Not 100%. But, the stereotype is appropriate.
You.
I hang out in local user groups.
You.
Wait, no. Hush. Let him go. He's on a roll.
I do.
He's on a roll.
They may be listening. I hope I'm not throwing them under the bus. I won't call them out by name. But
well, that's good. Yeah.
In a room full of 100 people, there will probably be 80 white men.
Right. And the bottom line is, in a business, and it doesn't matter what it happens to be. We happen to be talking about technology here. But in a business, if you need a specialist, you really don't care what they look like.
Absolutely.
I mean, just solve my problem. I found out I've got this problem first. Solve this problem for me.
Yeah, make this go away now.
Yeah, because you're not going to stand back and rub your chin thoughtfully and go, I have to think about this from a diversity standpoint.
Well, and software has the unique ability to do just that. You can look at the product without ever seeing the person.
Yeah.
And know
yeah.
whether it works or not.
Right. I mean, that's it, they either can do it or they can't. Hello?
Yeah, did Patrick just say loser group?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you what, growing up, I was labeled as part of the nerd herd.
And oh, I liked it.
Yeah, they meant it as a pejorative. It wasn't cool to be a nerd even when I was a kid. And we wore it as a badge of honor because it was fine. It was okay to be smart.
And let's see where they all are now, right? Yeah, the people who are calling you that.
I know.
And yeah, that's it. All right, 727 Aransas Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Kind of in the pattern for summertime. However, it's probably about 10 degrees cooler than we usually have at this time of year. Look for a high of about 90, 92, something like that. Maybe some pop-up showers that'll happen, mainly in the afternoon, simply because we got some humidity out there, and then we'll heat it up. 76 for our low temperature, and we'll keep that pattern going really all the way through Independence Day with a slight chance of showers during the day, and we'll be in the 90s. Right now, the winds are out of the south. It's 94% relative humidity. We got 77 out there.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil-filled or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with our 24/7 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Hey, a couple items here, folks. Last week, as you may know, President Obama was hosting an event at the White House honoring LGBT Pride Month. During his remarks, somebody heckled him about deportations. The heckler turned out to be a transgendered illegal alien. Shame on you, Obama said to the heckler. Listen, you're in my house. It's not respectful. When the heckler continued heckling, Obama had the person tossed out. Obama later said that if guests are eating the hors d'oeuvres and drinking the booze, they're expected to listen to him respectfully. Now, let me note that the White House does not belong to Obama. But putting that aside, America is our house. Millions of uninvited guests go there to feast on benefits paid for by taxpayers. Ironically, Obama was quick to deport that transgendered illegal immigrant from his event. But he and the Democrats routinely demonize American citizens who object to the unchecked flood of illegals who disrespect our laws and routinely protest in our house. Second item, following the Supreme Court ruling allowing gay marriage nationwide, Obama's White House lit up in rainbow colors to celebrate. And according to polling data, at least half the country does not agree with gay marriage. Does not matter to the regime, though. Was the White House lit up in, say, red, white, and blue to celebrate Memorial Day or Veterans Day or Independence Day? Does the regime order special exterior lighting to honor, say, Christmas? Symbolism tells you what's valuable to the regime and what isn't at the same time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ugh, I hate what menopause is doing to my body. Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats, stress, fatigue, no energy. Is there any relief?
Ambrin. According to a recent clinical trial, Ambrin was shown to naturally relieve 9 of the most commonly reported symptoms of menopause, including night sweats, fatigue, hot flashes, headaches, mood swings, and others. Ambrin will even help you lose menopausal weight, making it easier than ever to keep off unwanted pounds. It's no wonder it's the number one choice for women over 40 to naturally restore hormonal balance. Right now, you can try it risk-free just by calling 1-800-249-3869. That's right. Tens of thousands of women have experienced the relief that Ambrin offers, and now you can experience it completely risk-free. To receive a 100% risk-free trial of Ambrin, you must call now at 1-800-249-3869. That's 1-800-249-3869. 1-800-249-3869.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has been asked to consider a bond issue this November that could include $60 million of street and other transportation-related projects and $2.5 million for park repairs and improvements. A list is on our website at WTAW.com. The only council comment from last week's presentation came from Blanche Brick, who pointed out the amount for streets alone took up what was recommended.
So, obviously, we've got some problems here. A lot of transportation needs that have to be met, and they may not all be able to be met with the bond issue. Or if they are, nothing else can be.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think we all ought to be aware of that and looking at it as we're going forward.
Next week, the council is scheduled to hear what staff wants in the bond issue for new and existing city facilities. An update has been given to the use of $1 million grant Texas A&M System gave to better coordinate traffic signals in College Station. City Manager Kelly Templin says new technology will allow instant changes at any time.
We have ice, we have flooding, we have these kinds of things, and this system is going to allow us to monitor those conditions at intersections, accidents. It's just that when the recent game day gets the discussion that it does is that's when we have, those fantastic demands.
Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says during this season's Aggie home football games, they'll be able to monitor video feeds of intersections around Kyle Field and control signals.
Beyond that, the contract calls for us to sort of look at how else we can spend the money beyond what the city had allocated, and that's going to be probably some signals down Welborn Road. After the game, we turn Welborn Road 4-lane southbound. There'll be some lights that will help move that traffic along so we don't have to put out quite as many traffic cones and barrels.
The first step was taken last month when city crews replaced controllers to the 78 sets of traffic signals in College Station. A small apartment fire last night on the north side of College Station remains under investigation. No injuries were reported from the fire off Spring Loop. Traffic was blocked in the neighborhood during and after the fire was put out. Same-sex couples can get a marriage license in Brazos County. That's after County Clerk Karen McQueen received legal advice locally and from the state. She says there's concern from employees in her office.
But this is part of their job. I'm not going to force them to issue a license if they're not comfortable, but we do have enough employees that we will get the job done. The opinion from Ken Paxton basically says they could refuse on their religious belief, but the ladies I have in here are very dedicated, and we'll see that the license are issued.
McQueen says the state has updated the license application on their website, and until new licenses arrive, a reference on the back of the current document to the date and birth of the second male or female will be crossed out. Four more U.S. Supreme Court rulings affecting Texas were announced yesterday. Three were on 5-4 votes. Justices refused to allow the state to enforce restrictions that would force 10 abortion clinics to close. An emergency appeal was granted to allow the clinics to stay open until they decide whether to hear the appeal of a lower court ruling, which is not expected before this fall. The court upheld the use of a controversial drug in executions. The Oklahoma case was the first time two justices, Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said that the time has come for the court to debate whether the death penalty itself is constitutional. And the other split decision was against the Environmental Protection Agency's attempt to limit power plant emissions of mercury and other hazardous pollutants. Texas is among 21 states that took the EPA to court. And justices announced yesterday they will hear for a second time the case of a white woman who was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin. Summaries of those four cases are online at WTAW.com. The College Station Police Department has a scam alert. Residents are receiving a recorded phone message from a company offering free installation of equipment for a security system that's monitored 24 hours a day by police, fire, and EMS. Officials say police and fire departments do not monitor anyone's security or alarm systems. Make sure the noisemakers you set off during the upcoming July 4th holiday are legal. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse recently did a check inside the city limits where traditional fireworks are not allowed.
What they're selling is a party popper that, as we like to call them, they kind of are packaged and look like they might be a firework, but they don't contain the amount of powder that causes them to be in the definition.
Bouse also discovered for the first time those noisemakers are also at fireworks stands outside the city limits. Celebrate the Arts is an annual event hosted by the Arts Council to pay tribute to individuals and organizations that have made lasting local impacts in the arts. Visitor Service Coordinator Rachel Hoekstra says the event, which includes entertainment and food, will also recognize the 2015 award winners.
These award winners have been active in the arts communities for years. It's not just that they had one really good year and we decided that they needed to win.
You can see a full list of the winners and get more information on Celebrate the Arts on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8 o'clock. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. We're talking weight loss. Doctor, obviously people spend hundreds, thousands of dollars and many, many days and hours trying to lose weight. You have a seminar coming up to discuss that.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about what really causes the uncontrollable weight gain. There's many different ways to address that situation and why the dieting and stop dieting and dieting, that yo-yo attack at it, never works. It's actually just a loss of health. So if we can discuss how to regain your health, the weight is just a pleasant side effect as it goes away.
Now, this is something obviously people understand is a problem for them, but there's weight loss surgery that can be done now. Is that discussed?
We do talk about the dangers of weight loss surgery.
Quite often, this is not a disease that's causing this to happen to you. You've just put on weight over years?
Most of it's lifestyle created.
So how much does it cost to attend your seminar on weight loss?
The seminar is absolutely free.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
All right. So if they'd like some more information, what should they do?
Call 268-1162.
Johnson, Performance and Wellness.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zwicker from Zwicker & Associate. I hate to
beat a dead horse, but we're talking water and floods and everything
rain,
else.
Rain, rain, rain.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be that. I mean, you can have leaking problems or stuff with your HVAC that causes problems, and you see that staining on your roof
yeah.
or your ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. We are getting a lot of phone calls from people saying, hey, I feel like I've got an issue. I don't know if it's a roof leak. I don't know. Could it be my HVAC? Of course, we've got somebody where we're glad to send over to go take a look to see if it is HVAC or the roof. But, you know, it may be that your drain pan is clogged up and it just is happening at the same time that we're having a heavy rain.
Sure.
But it could be just a very, very simple flashing issue, very inexpensive, maybe a few $100 to repair. Water penetration is a big deal. If you have a leak, you want to make sure you handle it right away.
Because there are farther problems that could extend from that.
The four-letter M word.
Yep.
Yep, that's a bad one.
And you need to repair it quickly too, yes?
You do, and you'll need to make sure you do a coat of Keels before you do the paint. Otherwise, that spot will come right back through.
Get more tips at zarealestate.com.
740, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
There's some moisture moving in off the Gulf this morning. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sunshine. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures are going to make their way up to about 90 or so. Tonight, skies left tends to be partly cloudy. Lows overnight near 75. For tomorrow, we'll get into some sunshine. It'll be a breezy day. Temperatures tomorrow probably going to be around 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Sunny and 90 to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with SEC basketball Media Day. And more coming up. We've got Major League Baseball, and the Bombers are on fire with 71 runs over the last seven games. All that and more in sports in about 9 minutes.
There you are, not helping the earned run average of the other team's pitchers.
No.
So, here we go. Sadly, it appears that patriotism in U.S. America has been waning over the last few years, I think.
Since 9/11.
I think I know why.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that
she's doing a commercial now.
Are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Okay.
For the children, yes.
Yeah. It's South Carolina.
She is doing a commercial.
Of what?
I can't remember what the product is, but she's sitting in a bucket loader.
Very nice.
Doing that shtick.
Good. Well, it says here that patriotism is waning. 38% of U.S. Americans said that the U.S. was the best country in the world in 2011. 38%, okay? And only 62% of them were stupid. That number now has fallen to 28% by 2014. That's 43's fault now, right? That's President Bush's fault.
Yeah.
Right? I just want to make sure we got that clear.
But that question's useless without knowing who they would put as number one.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, yeah, you're right.
It may be the consensus second, but it may be the overall top one because no one can decide on who's next best.
New survey reveals America's most and least patriotic states. Now, here's what they did. 8 statistics were analyzed by the website Wallet Hub, of course, which looked at things like volunteerism, military enlistment, voting habits, veterans, and civil education requirements. By veterans, they mean what? Number of veterans? All right, so according to the way they would have it, the number one most patriotic state would be Virginia. You know why they love America and Virginia? Because all those people who live in Virginia, a lot of people live in Virginia, especially Northern Virginia, work in D.C. and make all that kind of money, and they're in the government.
Yeah.
That's why they're patriotic, because that's where their paycheck comes from. Anyway, that's supposed to be number one overall. Number two is Washington State. Number three is Colorado. Yeah, man. Number four is Idaho. Number five is Alaska. Okay. And then, again,
Well, they're still new to it.
Alaska is number one in military engagement because, I mean, there are many people up there, okay?
Well, they can see Russia from their backyard. That's,
of course, or from Sarah Palin's kitchen, and they line up there every day to do that. All right, hey, Texas is number 33 overall in patriotism.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, you know, the thing is, we're more proud to be Texans sometimes,
that's
all right?
True. Yeah.
I'm just saying that, okay?
That's true.
But the other thing, civil engagement rank. Now, I don't know if that has to do with voting or whatever, but Texas comes out 44th in that. 44th. As far as civil engagement, and again, I guess that's what that is supposed to mean. Let me see if I can find the number. Number one state would be Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Well, I wonder how much of that when they were doing the surveying, because there was a lot of civil engagement.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
With their governor.
And again, per capita, more veterans in Alaska and then Montana, simply because the numbers aren't very big. Highest percentage of those enlisted in the military, Georgia is number one percentage-wise. Georgia.
And that depends on residency, too, because the largest military installation is Fort Hood.
Well, yeah. Well, Valdosta, Georgia is a base that's been around for a long time. I mean, 60 years or so. Ooh, most Peace Corps members per capita. Yeah. Number one is Vermont.
They're in the Peace Corps. They're not in Vermont.
What is being in the Peace Corps have to do with being the most patriotic state? I'm just saying. Oh, let me see. Texas is not in the top five or lowest five in anything. So there you are. When it's all said and done, red states are more patriotic than blue states. Do we pay a lot for that? Do we pay a lot for that one? I think we knew that, didn't we? Oh, because the blue folks are so unhappy with the United States because we're all just barbarians, you know. We won't give to those people who won't get off their duffs and work. So, I mean, that makes us bad Americans, doesn't it?
It's right back to better dead than red.
That's it. All right, so finally, Wallet Hub also surveyed those real Americans and asked. Nearly 93% of the respondents say they are patriotic. 62% very patriotic, 31% somewhat patriotic. Again, these are the 28% of Americans that think that our country is the best. Most of them, 70%, plan to fly the American flag on the 4th of July. 78% of them say they fly the flag as they find it to be the most important American symbol over the bald eagle and over the Statue of Liberty. And nearly a third of people, 29%, plan to visit a national monument in the next year. So there you are. So that's the good and the bad as far as that's concerned. Other people who would probably think America is the greatest place in the world would be the richest athletes, the richest celebrities, richest celebrities.
Okay.
We'll have that list for you before we finish the top of the hour.
Oh, I bet you they're not the most patriotic at all.
Oh, no? Why? Paying taxes? They have to pay taxes?
No, I mean, how many times have you heard those people badmouth what we do?
Oh, yeah, well, but I'm looking at this group and I think, almost all of them. I got 20 of them, and I think about 18 of them live in U.S. America. So I'm saying, you know, that's land of the rich, okay?
Okay. For them,
yeah.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Author Henry Nouwen once described fear as the enemy of intimacy, and I think he's right. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Donald Miller shares an illustration that explains how fear keeps us from experiencing true intimacy with the people we love. He starts by asking us to imagine 3 concentric circles. The innermost circle represents your true self, the person you really are at your core.
You know, I think that's the focus from yesterday, don't you? All right, let me, may as well see if we can find one that's for today. Hang on.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, We create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Author Henry Nouwen once described fear as the enemy of intimacy. And I think he's right. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Donald Miller shares an illustration that explains how fear keeps us from experiencing true intimacy with the people we love. He starts by asking us to imagine three concentric circles. The innermost circle represents your true self, the person you really are at your core. The second represents our shame. At some point in our lives, all of us suffer emotional wounds. Those wounds make us fearful of being hurt once again. So we pull away from people we ought to be drawing closer to. The outer circle represents the masks that we wear. Our mask could be humor, beauty, or even money or social status. It's the version of ourselves we feel most comfortable showing the world. It keeps people away from the real us and the hurt and shame we feel. To experience true intimacy, we have to allow someone through the outer circles into the deepest part of who we are. But that also means we have to be vulnerable and expose people to our failures, our shame, and our past hurts. And that can be scary. It's a dilemma we all face. We're designed to be in relationship, but we're scared of being truly known. To experience intimacy that enriches our lives, we have to be willing to take a risk and let people know who we really are. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News.
And I'm Chuck Todd with Meet the Press.
We know you can't always watch on our schedule,
so that's why we are always available on yours.
With video on demand, you can watch NBC Nightly News
and Meet the Press
any day of the week,
any time of the day.
In-depth reporting on the day's top stories from NBC Nightly News.
And political conversations, insight, and analysis from Meet the Press.
Watch our latest broadcast anytime
with video on demand.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:52. The SEC Men's Summer Basketball Teleconference took place yesterday, and making one of his very first appearances was Commissioner Greg Sankey. Here's his overview of the league.
My excitement is based on the fact that we all feel that we made progress last year with five teams selected to participate in the NCAA tournament. We had three more in the postseason in the NIT. Last week's NBA draft selections, I think, are a confirmation to the individual talent and the opportunity for young people to develop in the Southeastern Conference, and the fact that as we've added a network and increased not only the attention and the exposure to our programs, but also the developmental opportunities.
A little closer to home, A&M basketball coach Billy Kennedy, who has one of the top recruiting classes in the country, says the freshmen are already on campus, and he was asked how they're fitting in.
I like our young guys. They've had been advertised with a lot of hype, and they're still young, but just the character and the talent that they have brought to our program has been really refreshing. It's rare that you get four really good players who are really good kids. That has a lot to do with the culture that's been set with our three seniors. These kids have come in and they learned how to work and adjusted and followed right away. The three seniors that have done a good job for us already.
As for the returning seniors,
we're really excited about next season and it coming up. Our three seniors, Daniel House, Jalen Jones, and Alex Caruso, are three guys that who have had success in the SEC and success playing for me the last few years, and they've done a really good job leading some young guys that we had coming in and the remainder of our team.
Aggie basketball starts up November the 13th at Reed Arena against USC Upstate. And local high schools battle on the field quite frequently, but at the annual rib-eating contest, it was more of a battle on the table. And our very own Zach Taylor was a judge. The winner this year was the Bryan High Vikings. They ate the most ribs. 10%, by the way, of all the proceeds from the night went to whichever team the guest wanted to support. On now to Major League Baseball, where Chris Carter and Jose Altuve homeward for the Stros to beat the Kansas City Royals 6-1. Houston snapped Casey's four-game winning streak, and the Stros jumped on Joe Blanton for five runs in the first three innings. Astros manager A.J. Hinch said the guys were patient at the plate, and they have to be against Kansas City.
The discipline tonight was excellent. You know, we didn't swing out of the zone too much, specifically early. And you always ask your guys to take whatever they give you.
The Royals are in Houston for another day. Things crank up tonight in H-Town at 7:10. Texas got another winning effort on the road from lefty Wandy Rodriguez in an 8-1 win over the Baltimore Orioles. Mitch Moreland had a solo shot in the second and a two-run drive in the fourth and didn't even know that one of them had gone out of the yard.
I didn't know where it hit. I didn't see it after it fell, so I just ran to second. I was like, I know I hit it well. I can't get a single on it, so I probably should have stayed there. But, you know, thank goodness it was, you know, it went out. So, yeah, the second one was a little more, you know, I knew it kind of off the bat, so that was a little better.
Texas stays in Baltimore for a 6:05 first pitch on the zone HD 95.1-3. Hey, some good news for Rangers fans. Josh Hamilton says he's, quote, good to go and expects to be activated from the disabled list by the Rangers today. Hamilton has been on the DL since June the 4th with a strained left hamstring. The soccer world will be focused on Montreal tonight as the U.S. plays Germany in the semifinal game of the World Cup. The Americans have been sharp on defense with goalkeeper Hope Solo turning in four straight clean sheets. That means blanking the other team. That includes a 1-0 win last Friday against China. In the NHL, former Stanley Cup winning goalie Antti Niemi has signed a 3-year contract with the Dallas Stars. The deal came 2 days after Dallas acquired Niemi's contract from the San Jose Sharks for a 7th-round draft pick during the draft, and 2 days before the goaltender would have become an unrestricted free agent. Niemi won all 16 postseason games for Chicago in 2010 when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup title. And finally, the Brazos Valley Bombers bats have stayed hot all summer long, in particular the last 7 games, posting 71 runs. They'll try and keep the hot bats tonight against the Texas Marshals at Celia Corp Field on 50-cent beer night. Pregame 6:45, 7 o'clock on the first pitch, and it's on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Dad has always loved to tell us stories of his days in the service, but with his memory getting worse, he can't recall as much as he used to. I knew Dad needed more help than what I could give him. That's when I found Visiting Angels. It's comforting knowing someone who is specialized in memory care is able to give Dad the care he deserves right in his own home. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use Dad's military benefits for his care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Floyd Mayweather not only tops the list of top 100 highest paid athletes in the world, but now also tops Forbes magazine's list of richest celebrities as well, thanks to the fight.